Hi, listeners. Welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a podcast from Israel. I'm Johanna, your reader today. Today, I wanted to start by giving out some special welcomes to the podcast. We've got several countries that are newish on our listeners, and I'm just so excited to see all of the new listeners popping up from all over the globe. So I wanted to say a special welcome to a listener following in Trinidad and Tobago, in Mexico, Turkey, Germany, Spain, Singapore, Japan, Italy, Brazil, South Africa, Egypt, Iraq, Pakistan and Kazakhstan, Slovakia, Paraguay, India, Bosnia, Herzegovina, the Republic of Korea, Vietnam, Panama, Dominican Republic, and Bangladesh, and many, many more new countries. I just wanted to mention a few. I'm so blessed and excited to see where our listeners are tuning in from. And I just love imagining moms who are loving the Word of God, or maybe others, I don't know, students, dads, anybody, people all over the world who are listening to our little podcast from Israel, from Jerusalem, and being blessed by God's Word. And this Friday, is the first of Kislev. It's a new month on the Hebrew calendar. And I just saw here in my computer that this is our 32nd month of recording every day this podcast for you guys. And so I'm really excited for the grace that God has given us to continue this far. We're almost 3 years into this podcast, and it's been a blessing for me, for sure. That's why I wanted to start this, because I was having a hard time keeping up with my daily Bible reading, and I knew there must be other moms out there who want to be able to get through the Word in 1 year, but don't necessarily have time to sit with their Bibles and read in an undisturbed way. So I'm excited to see how it has grown over this past almost 3 years now. And I'm blessed to see all of the new listeners from all over the world. And I have an excitement and a joy and an anticipation of where God wants to take this podcast to, and to continue to let it spread and reach more and more people as we keep reading every day this podcast, the scriptures for you guys. And on that note, if you want it to be easier for people to find our podcast, you can go to iTunes or whatever podcast app you use on your smartphone or wherever you're listening, and leave a rating, a star rating or a review, and that will make it easier for others to find the podcast. And that's enough of that. So since today is Friday, the 9th of November, as I mentioned, the 1st of Kislev, it is the end of the week, and I will be doing a double episode. I'll be reading for Friday and for Shabbat, for tomorrow as well. This week, our Torah portion is called Toldot, which means generations. And today in history is the official start of winter in the Holy Land here in Israel. And today from the Torah, I'll be reading Genesis 27, verse 28, through 28 and verse 4. We're continuing right in the middle of the blessing that Isaac was speaking over Jacob, of course, thinking that he's Esau, and continuing where we left off in the middle of that blessing yesterday. And before I begin to read, let's bless God for giving us his word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples, through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. May God give you from the dew of the sky and from the fatness of the land an abundance of grain and new wine. May peoples serve you and may nations bow down to you. Be master over your brothers. May your mother's sons bow down to you. May those who curse you be cursed, and may those who bless you be blessed. No sooner had Isaac finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had just gone out from his father Isaac's presence, Then Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting. Then he also prepared a delicious meal and brought it to his father, and he said to his father, "Let my father get up and eat of his son's wild game, that your soul may bless me." His father Isaac said, "Who are you?" And he said, "I am your son, your firstborn, Esau." Then Isaac trembled with intense trembling and said, "Who was it then that hunted wild game and brought it to me? I ate all just before you came, and I blessed him. And yes, he will be blessed." When Esau heard his father's words, he shouted with an intensely bitter groan. Then he said to his father, "Bless me too, my father." Then he said, "Your brother came deceitfully and took your blessing." He said, "Is this why he was named Jacob, since he's tricked me twice already? My birthright he's taken. Look, now he's taken my blessing." Then he said, "Haven't you saved a blessing for me?" Isaac answered and said to Esau, "Behold, I've made him master over you, and all your brothers I've given to him as servants. I've provided him with grain and new wine. What then can I do for you, my son?" Esau said to his father, "Do you just have one blessing, my father? Bless me too, my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Then Isaac, his father, said to him, "Behold, away from the land's fatness shall your dwelling be, away from the dew of the sky above. By your sword shall you live, and your brother shall you serve. But when you tear yourself loose, you will tear his yoke off your neck." So Esau bore a grudge against Jacob because of the blessing with which his father had blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, "Let the time for mourning my father draw near, so that I can kill my brother Jacob." Now to Rebekah was reported the words of Esau, her elder son. So she sent and called for Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, "Look, your brother Esau is consoling himself about you with the thought of killing you. So now, my son, listen to my voice. Get up, flee to Laban, my brother, in Haran. Then stay with him a few days, until your brother's rage subsides, until your brother's rage turns away from you and he forgets what you've done to him. Then I'll send for you and get you back from there. Why should I lose both of you in one day?" Then Rebekah said to Isaac, "I'm disgusted with my life because of the daughters of Chet. If Jacob takes a wife from the daughters of Chet like these women, from the daughters of the land, what is life to me?" So Isaac called for Jacob, blessed him, commanded him, and said to him, "Do not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. Get up, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Betuel, your mother's father, and take for yourself a wife from there, from the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. Now may El Shaddai bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, so that you will become an assembly of peoples. And may he give you the blessing of Abraham, to you and to your seed with you, that you may take possession of the land of your sojourn, which God gave to Abraham." That was Genesis 24:28 through 28:4. And today's portion from the prophets is Judges 11. Now Jephthah, the Gileadite, was a mighty man of valor, but he was son of a prostitute, while Gilead was Jephthah's father. But Gilead's wife bore him sons, and when the wife's sons grew up, they drove Jephthah out and said to him, "You won't inherit in our father's house, for you are a son of another woman." Then Jephthah fled from his brothers and lived in the land of Tov. Some worthless fellows joined with Jephthah and went out with him. Now it came about after a little while that the children of Ammon fought with Israel. When the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to fetch Jephthah from the land of Tov. They said to Jephthah, "Come and be our chief, so we may fight the children of Ammon." Jephthah then said to the elders of Gilead, "Didn't you hate me and drive me out of my father's house? So why are you coming to me now that you're in trouble?" "Here is why we're now turning to you," the elders of Gilead said to Jephthah. "Come with us, fight the children of Ammon, and then you will become head over all the inhabitants of Gilead." So Jephthah said to the elders of Gilead, "If you take me back home to fight the children of Ammon, and the Lord gives them over to me, I should become your head." The elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, "Let the Lord be witness between us if we don't do as you say." Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and chief over them, after Jephthah repeated all his terms before the Lord at Mizpah. Then Jephthah sent messengers to the king of the children of Ammon, saying, "What have you to do with me that you have come to make war on my land?" The king of the children of Ammon answered with the messengers of Jephthah, "Because Israel took away my land when they came up from Egypt, from the Arnon to the Yabbok as far as the Jordan. Now therefore return them peaceably." But Jephthah sent messengers again to the king of the children of Ammon and said to him, "Thus says Jephthah, Israel did not take away the land of Moab or the land of the children of Ammon. For upon departing from Egypt, Israel traveled through the wilderness to the Sea of Reeds and came to Kadesh. Then Israel sent messengers to the king of Edom, saying, 'Please let me pass through your land.' But the king of Edom would not consent. Similarly, he sent word to the king of Moab, but he would not consent. So Israel, after staying at Kadesh, traveled through the wilderness around the land of Edom and the land of Moab, came to the east side of the land of Moab, and they camped on the other side of the Arnon. But they did not enter the territory of Moab, for the Arnon was the border of Moab. Then Israel sent messengers to King Sihon of the Amorites, the king of Heshbon, and Israel said to him, 'Please let us pass through your land to my place.' But Sihon did not trust Israel to pass through his territory. So Sihon gathered all his troops, camped at Yahaz, and fought against Israel. But the Lord God of Israel gave Sihon and all his troops into the hand of Israel, and they defeated them. So Israel took possession of all the land of the Amorites, the inhabitants of that country. Thus they possessed all the territory of the Amorites, from the Arnon as far as the Yabbok, and from the wilderness as far as the Jordan. So now the Lord God of Israel dispossessed the Amorites from before his people Israel. So should you possess their land? Don't you possess what Chemosh your God gives you to possess? Likewise, whatever the Lord our God has dispossessed from before us, this we will possess. Besides, are you any better than Balak, son of Zippor, king of Moab? Did he ever strive against Israel, or did he ever fight against them? While Israel was living in Heshbon and its villages, in Aroer and its villages, and in all the cities on both sides of the Arnon for 300 years, why didn't you try to recover them all that time? So I myself have not transgressed against you, yet you are doing me harm by waging war against me. May the Lord, the judge, judge today between Bnei Israel and the children of Ammon." However, the king of the children of Ammon paid no attention to the words of Jephthah that he sent him. Then the Ruach of the Lord came upon Jephthah, so he marched through Gilead and Manasseh and passed through Mizpah of Gilead, and from Mizpah of Gilead he crossed over to the children of Ammon. Then Jephthah vowed a vow to the Lord and said, "If you will indeed give the children of Ammon into my hand, then it will be that whatever comes out of the doors of my house to meet me when I return safely from the children of Ammon, it will be the Lord's, and I will offer it up as a burnt offering." So Jephthah crossed over to the children of Ammon to fight against them, and the Lord gave them into his hand. So he utterly defeated them from Aroer until you come to Minit, 20 towns, and as far as Avel Chamim. So the children of Ammon were subdued before Bnei Israel. Now when Jephthah arrived at his home in Mitzpah, behold, his daughter was coming out to meet him with tambourines and with dances. Now she was his only child. Besides her, he had no son or daughter. Upon seeing her, he tore his clothes and said, "Alas, my daughter, you made me bow down in grief. You've made me miserable, for I have opened my mouth to the Lord, and I cannot take it back." "My father, you have opened your mouth to the Lord," she said to him. "Do to me what proceeded from your mouth, since the Lord brought vengeance on your enemies, the children of Ammon." She said further to her father, "Let this thing be done for me. Let me be alone 2 months, so that I may go on the mountains and mourn my virginity, I and my companions." "Go," he said. So he sent her away for 2 months. So she left, she and her companions, and mourned on the mountains because of her virginity. Then, at the end of 2 months, she returned to her father, who did with her according to his vow he had made. So she was never intimate with a man. So it became a custom in Israel that the daughters of Israel would go annually to commemorate the daughter of Jephthah the Gileadite 4 days in a year. That was Judges 11, and from the writings I'll read Psalm 34. Of David, when he feigned insanity before Abimelech, who drove him away and he left. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise is continually in my mouth. My soul boasts in the Lord. The humble ones hear of it and rejoice. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. They who looked to him were radiant, and their faces will never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and delivers them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, his kadoshim, for those who fear him lack nothing. Young lions may lack and go hungry, but those who seek the Lord want for no good thing. Come, children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the one who delights in life and loves to see good days? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking treachery. Depart from evil and do good. Seek shalom and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. The face of the Lord is against evildoers, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and saves those crushed in spirit. Many are the distresses of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil kills the wicked, for those who hate the righteous will be held guilty. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be held guilty. That was Psalm 34. And now our portion to end our readings for Friday will be from the Apostles, Matthew 26, 1 through 30. Now it happened that when Yeshua finished all these words, he said to his disciples, You know that Passover comes in 2 days, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be executed. Then the ruling Kohanim and elders of the people who were gathered together in the court of the Kohen Gadol, named Caiaphas, they plotted together in order that they might seize Yeshua by stealth and kill him. But not during the festival, they were saying, so there won't be a riot among the people. Now while Yeshua was in Bethany at the house of Simon HaMetzorah, a woman came up to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive oil, and she poured it on his head as he was reclining at the table. But when the disciples saw this, they were indignant, saying, "Why this waste? It could have been sold for a lot, and the money given to the poor." But Yeshua, knowing this, said to them, "Why do you cause trouble for this woman? She's done me a mitzvah. You always have the poor with you, but you won't always have me. For when she poured this oil on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Amen, I tell you, wherever this good news is proclaimed in all the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." Then one of the 12, the one called Judah of Cleot, went to the ruling Kohanim and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" And they weighed out 30 shekels of silver for him. From then on, Judah began looking for a chance to hand him over. Now on the first day of Matzah, the disciples came to Yeshua saying, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my time is near. At your house I am to keep the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples did as Yeshua had ordered them, and they prepared the Passover. Now when it was evening, Yeshua was reclining at the table with the 12. As they were eating, he said, "Amen, I tell you, one of you will betray me." And being very sorrowful, they began each one to say to him, "I'm not the one, am I, master?" And he replied, "The one who dipped his hand in the bowl with me, he's the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes, just as it is written about him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born." And Judah, the one betraying him, replied, "I'm not the one, am I, Rabbi?" Yeshua said to him, "You've said it yourself." Now while they were eating, Yeshua took matzah, and after he offered the bracha, he broke and gave to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the removal of sins. But I say to you, I will never drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." After singing the Hallel, they went out to the Mount of Olives. That was Matthew 26, verses 1 through 30. And it is the end of our readings for today, for Friday. So now we'll turn to the readings for this Shabbat for tomorrow, the 2nd of Kislev and the 10th of November. The readings from the Torah will be Genesis 28, verses 5 through 9. Then Isaac sent Jacob away, and he went toward Padan Aram, to Laban, the son of Betuel the Aramean, the brother of Rebekah, the mother of Jacob and Esau. Now Esau saw that Isaac blessed Jacob when he sent him to Padan Aram to take for himself a wife from there, when he blessed him and commanded him, saying, "Don't take a wife from the daughters of Canaan." Jacob listened to his father Isaac and to his mother and went toward Padan Aram. Then Esau saw that the daughters of Canaan were contemptible in his father Isaac's eyes. So Esau went to Ishmael and took Mahalat, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, Nevaiot's sister, for his wife, besides his other wives. And that was Genesis 28:5-9. And this week's Haftarah portion is Malachi 1:1-2 and verse 7. An oracle, the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. I loved you, says the Lord. But you say, how have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother? It is the declaration of the Lord. Yet I love Jacob, and Esau I hated. I made his hills a wasteland, and gave his inheritance to jackals of the wilderness. For Edom may say, we have been beaten down, but we will return and rebuild the ruins. Thus says the Lord Tzva'ot, they may rebuild, but I will tear down. They will be called a wicked territory, the people the Lord denounced forever. So you will see and you will say, may the Lord be magnified beyond the border of Israel. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. So if I am father, where is my honor? If I am master, where is my reverence? Says the Lord Tzva'ot. You, Kohanim, who despise my name. But you say, how did we despise your name? By offering defiled bread on my altar. But you say, how did we defile you? When you say, the table of the Lord is despicable. When you bring a blind one as sacrifice, is it not wrong? Or when you bring a lame or sick one, is it not wrong? Offer them now to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Or will he acknowledge you favorably? Says the Lord Tzva'ot. So now, implore God's favor. Then will he be gracious to us? Since this has come from your hands, will he accept any of it from you? Says the Lord Tzva'ot. If just one of you would shut the doors and not light my altar uselessly, I have no delight in you, says the Lord Tzva'ot, nor will I accept any offering from your hand. For from sunrise to its setting, my name will be great among the nations, and in every place incense will be offered to my name with a pure grain offering. For my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord Tzva'ot. But you are profaning it when you say, the table of the Lord is defiled, and as for its fruit, its food, despicable. You also say, it's so tedious. And you sniff at it, says the Lord Tzva'ot. So you bring plunder, the lame and the sick. Then you bring them as the offering. Should I accept this from your hand? Says the Lord. Moreover, cursed is a deceiver who has in his flock a male, but makes a vow and sacrifices something blemished to my Lord. For I am a great king, says the Lord Tzva'ot, and my name shall be revered among the nations. So now, Kohanim, this commandment is for you. If you will not listen, and if you will not take to heart to give glory to my name, says the Lord Tzva'ot, then I will send the curse on you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, indeed, I have cursed them, because you did not take it to heart. Behold, I am rebuking the seed on account of you, and I will spread dung on your faces, the dung of your festivals, and take you away together with it. Then you will know that I have sent this command to you to be my covenant with Levi, says the Lord Tzva'ot. My covenant was with him for life and shalom, and I gave them to him for reverence. So he revered me, and he was awestruck by my name. Instruction of truth was in his mouth. Injustice was not found on his lips. In shalom and uprightness he walked with me, and he turned many from iniquity. For a Kohen's lips should guard knowledge, and instruction must be sought from his mouth, for he is a messenger of the Lord Tzva'ot. That was Malachi 1 verse 1 through 2 and verse 7. And now our portion for this Shabbat from the Apostolic Writings is Romans 9, 1 through 16. I tell you the truth in Messiah, I do not lie, my conscience assuring me in the Ruach HaKodesh that my sorrow is great and the anguish in my heart unending. For I would pray that I myself were cursed, banished from Messiah for the sake of my people, my own flesh and blood, who are Israelites. To them belong the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the Torah and the temple service and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from them, according to the flesh, the Messiah, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. But it is not as though the word of God has failed, for not all those who are descended from Israel are Israel, nor are they all children because they are Abraham's seed. Rather, your seed shall be called through Isaac. That is, it is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God. Rather, the children of the promise are counted as seed. For the word of promise is this: at this time I will come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but also Rebekah, having twins, from one act with our father Isaac, yet before the sons were even born, and had not done anything, good or bad, so that God's purpose and choice might stand, not because of works, but because of him who calls. It was said to her, "The older shall serve the younger." As it is written, "Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated." What shall we say then? There is no injustice with God, is there? May it never be. For to Moses he says, "I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion." So then it does not depend on the one who wills or the one who strives, but on God who shows mercy. That was Romans 9, 1 through 16. And that concludes all of our readings for this week. May you be blessed as you've been listening and letting the word of God come into your heart and your mind and fill your home today. This is Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom until next time.